Barnard Star. A low mass, red dwarf star, 6 light years from Sol. Industrious, at home to over 10 million people, Barnard Station is the hub of all the interplanetary trade in the system. Traders are constantly exchanging imported goods for the robotics and computers that Barnard Star is famed for throughout the galaxy. All this activity has to be controlled. Cargo must be scanned, ships must be authorized, and fees and bounties must be paid. These are the duties of the Barnard Star Dockers. This is 69 Oral Avenue, South Down, Anderton, on the planet Birmingham World. Richard Swallow and his wife May get ready for another busy day on board Barnard Station.
Yes, I've got the f***ing lunchbox. I've got a shuttle to catch. If I miss the 7:14 from Birmingham World, I'll be late again. Come on, how long does it take to put on a pink onesie?
Watch your mouth. Appearance is important to McThargoids, the best-selling fast food in the Federation, may I add. Besides, if I don't stick to the uniform, how can I get anyone else to?
I'll tell you, honey, that bright pink does nothing for your waistline.
Shut up. You know, if you could just get the promotion, we could afford to live on the station. Then we wouldn't have this hassle.
The old boss ain't ready to retire yet. He's too blooming stubborn to drop dead.
Richard and May have been married for 7 years. They both live on Birmingham World. Richard stays in a hotel on the station when on shift, while his wife commutes daily.
This flipping shuttle is appalling. Every day it flipping breaks down. I swear I don't want to have to face David for late coming again. That bruise took days to go away. Well, at least we don't have that stupid Anaconda replacement service they had like last year.
Oh, I know.
That was an utter joke with that stupid pilot couldn't even park it. He ended up scrapping the entire side of the station and denting the docking port. We had to shut down 2 lanes of the B69 and cone off the entrance for a month. We lost nearly $1 billion of income because of that idiot.
But he looked like he worked out and smelt like a Greek salad.
The Birmingham World Shuttle Service is the only way from the surface of the planet to the station and is always full of the less well-off station workers. Of course, some people choose to commute to maintain their lifestyle. Here, we have Teddy Ride enjoying the perks of the first class cabin.
We all know how serious journalism is, and our staff are well aware of the dangers that they put themselves into reporting the news. Hang on a second. Excuse me?
Yes, sir.
Can I have a bottle of Jangs over here and a Lavian whiskey? Yeah, triple with ice. So, anyway.
There you are, sir.
Thanks, dear. Yeah, that's what news is all about. Cutting down to the raw, dangerous truth. Getting into the gritty, uncomfortable real life. Hey, call this a triple? And this Jangs tastes like Lavian yak ass.
Sadly, Richard can't afford the fares for anything other than standard class travel. But he's not inexperienced in meeting the rich and famous himself.
I've met Teddy Ride, you know, the BS news guy. Met him in a bar. Steaming drunk he was. I never knew that was a comb-over either. He hates that bald spot very well.
He's got plenty of hair on his.
I know they say you should never meet your heroes, but I thought we got on really well.
And he always smells great when he pops into McThargoids. Always offers me a suck of his creamy McStiffy. But I don't like milkshakes.
There's a very nice bar on Barnard Station, the Thargoid and Third Alliance. I often pop in there after a shift to catch up with the gossip on the station. Gotta be careful, though, there's some real strange people in there. Say the wrong thing, you could end up as fertilizer. Or worse, you might end up as part of some crazy adventure.
You'd never take me anywhere anymore. I'd love a bit of adventure.
I see enough adventures in traffic control. At least I'm not repairing vending machines anymore. Good thing I got out when they wanted to transfer me to Lave Station. The technician there had to be retrained due to incompetence. Lucky for me, a job came up here in traffic control.
Good morning, sir. Could you please put your belt on? We're about to take off.
The previous guy in traffic control tried to dock too many ships at once. It took 3 weeks to crowbar the last sidewinder off the docking slot. Rumours were he had a breakdown. It's easy to get stressed out on this job with so many idiots flying ships. That's why it's very important to relax with friends after a shift.
How come you never relax with me at MacThargoids after your shifts?
I relax plenty with you at home, dear. What was I saying?
Meanwhile, in first class...
This is flight A969 to Barnard Station. Welcome aboard. Just a few safety announcements. If you look below your seats, you will find enough space to crawl into should you need to panic or hide during a Thargoid attack.
Yes, we know!
Remlock masks are located in the arm of the chair. Simply remove the arm and place over the mouth. First class escape pods are built into the seats. Simply relax and enjoy the flight back to the nearest starport.
Get a move on, woman!
Standard class escape pods are located in the space above your seats. Remember, 10 people to a pod, please. If you look here, here, and...
Shut the f*** up! And get this f***ing shuttle off the ground! Every day it's the same f***ing shit! We all know! We all get this f***ing shuttle every day! Stupid girl!
David is the station's controller. He's due to retire soon. He has the respect of many, and is usually calm and collected when dealing with people. Although there are rumours he has a temper problem.
I'll be glad when David's gone. No offence to the man, he's done a great job, but he wears the most hideous jumpers. And the language you hear coming out of that control room. I'm surprised he wasn't fired years ago. His temper's definitely worsening as time goes on, and now we've got mug throwing. Who does he think he is?
May I remind you, underling, that I have perfect 20/20 hearing and... Oh, are you recording? Terribly sorry. Morning, Richard. Everything well in the old traffic department? Great, great. If I ever catch you disrespect me again, I will pull out your rib cage and use it as an amusing xylophone!
Yeah, he's a nice guy most of the time. Like I say, stress for the job. So it's good to socialise and relax after work in the Thargoid.
Just not with me. Never any time for me.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. Please take your seats as we start our approach to Barnard Star Station. Please wait until the seatbelt lights are out and also any minor fires that occur during landing before attempting to commence disembarking mission.
The docking bay of Barnard Station is huge, stretching a whole kilometre from end to end. Every ship needs to be in the right location to avoid cargo handling errors. With thousands of cargo containers being unloaded and loaded daily, accuracy and careful handling are critical. In charge of these operations is 30-year serving veteran Jack Sofferlot.
When morning shuttle comes in, I take all luggage to customs and is checked over for illegals. They'd be surprised what people try to smuggle in. We once caught BS News' Randy Berger for smuggling in illegal least elements. God knows what he wanted with them. Anyway, he just got a slap on the wrist for it. If it were up to me, he'd have swung from the dock and port entrance. Slimy bugger that he is. Needs watching carefully.
Jack, why is my back square? It was round when I left. What the... Jack!
Any damage to property is the sole responsibility of the passenger.
Hey, that was my bag. Can't you read? Fragile!
We clear the docking bay pretty quickly. We maybe get some complaints, but not serious.
Excuse me, you. Yes, you. Where are the complaint cards? I want to file a complaint. This is the third time this week my underwear has ended up scattered across the docking bay.
I'm right sorry, sir, but we ain't got any. Some were ordered, even arrived last week, but they were right damaged during shipping. Shocking how that keeps happening. Get some more in soon.
Unbelievable.
Hey up, May. That looks right smashing.
Oh, stop it, you.
Morning, Dick.
Richard to you. Not got anything better to do, Jack. Seriously.
Thou watch that tone, Dick. Or I may have some thoughts about things that's got hidden on the person. One word in right ear, and you'll have an angry finger in to deal with.
Whatever, Jack. I gotta get to work. Gotta work my way up that ladder so I can come back here and fire you.
In the dreams. I'll be running this station before you ever get a sniff.
Go suck a cobra exhaust, Jack.
Thou can kiss my asp. Have a lovely day, mate.
I will try, Jack. See, he shows me more attention than you. I've always liked that, Jack. It smells a bit oily, with just a hint of leather.
Richard works in the traffic control tower with his co-workers, Sean is Willie and Tara Hyman. Richard meets Sean in the elevator up to work each morning, where they meet Tara finishing her night shift.
I tell you, that Jack's gotta go. He keeps on making a pass at my other half.
Well, someone needs to. She looks cute in that pink onesie. Speaking of cute, hi Tara. Up all night thinking about me again?
Only because you dropped one before you left the office last night. Seriously, what did you eat?
Oh, come on, sweet cheeks. No need to be grumpy. I always like to leave you a little prezzy.
How was the night shift, Tara?
Awful. That bloody Imperial diplomat Illu was trying to get into my systems.
I bet he was.
He was checking the docking logs, searching for something called the floppy banana.
Did you see his floppy banana?
Shut up, Sean. Oh, crap. I forgot to turn the docking bay on for that ASP.
This is docking control to flight ASP-52. Your request timed out, but you may now land on the bay below you.
The docking control room is always busy with flights constantly coming in and out. There is barely enough time for people to finish their shift and get out of their seat before the next flight needs assistance. Docking controllers have to be precise, polite, and able to deal with every pilot in a professional manner. Richard takes his first flight of the day, a regular docker from the Quark system.
FD-194, you have clearance to proceed to pad 7. Please stop trying to overtake the Anaconda in front of you. I hate that bastard. Every day he tries to jump the queue, and I'll tell you what, if I was that Anaconda captain, I would have swerved and knocked that Sidewinder into the station wall.
Is that Alf again? Blooming Alf Abaca. Give him special clearance.
Yes, this is traffic control, flight FD-194. I'm sorry, your landing pad has been reassigned. Please hold.
Pad 18's free, right at the back of the station.
FD-194, you are clear to approach pad 18. Thank you for your patience.
If you're nice to docking control, we can really expedite your docking.
Sorry, FD-194. Your pad assignment has expired. Please hold while we find you another one.
You two need to grow up.
Ship FD-194, we have assigned you landing bay 7. Please proceed to landing bay 7. I'm sorry, what did you say? No, you're breaking up.
Ah, no, mustn't forget protocol.
Enjoy your time at Barnard Star Station. Have a nice day, Commander.
What a prick.
Oh no, long-range sensors say we've got a glower.
Confirmed. Slav satisfaction detected on long-range sensors. The damn thing's glowing like a moon in the caster system. Radioactive scan in progress.
Radioactive scan complete. Radioactive confirmation confirmed. Raising docking status to level amber. This is an amber level alarm. Radioactive contamination inbound. Please clear the docking floor and do not return to your ships until directed. All personnel in the docking bay area to follow radioactive protocol and await further instructions. Repeat. This is an amber level containment alarm.
Yeah, we get these visitors from Slough. The protocol's to remain nice and pleasant with them, but we have to prepare for any eventuality. There are over 500,000 people on Barnard Station at any one time, and we wouldn't want radiation from Slough pouring in and damaging our clean safety record. 360 days since our last incident.
For satisfaction, this is BS Docking Control. You have clearance to approach. Now, I always sound like this. I am not wearing a gas mask, I promise you. I don't care if you call the Anti-Slav Racist Brigade.
Engaging docking port radioactive countermeasure wash.
Nothing to worry about, sir. It's part of the service. Free space wash for every ship. Our ship? He had a bounty on him. That's why we didn't clean him, okay?
Radioactive wash completed.
Please proceed to Bay X. No, not 10. Bay X is at the back, well away from the other bays. Because we think you're important, you should have your own private bay, that's why.
I've cleared all local traffic to 3,000 metres. We should be good to go now.
Okay, I'm finished, guys. See you later tonight.
Slough's satisfaction has docked, bringing with it 40 tons of luxury goods. Jack Sofalot monitors the unloading.
Sorry, force of habit. Mask must be worn at all times. Yeah, we have to transport all this to quarantine, make sure it's not glowing and it's within safe levels before we can release it to market. The captain's having a chemical wash as we speak, and it'll be allowed into the station sometime this afternoon.
It's utterly ridiculous you don't treat any other system like this. Slough is a perfectly nice system. Why you treat us this way is against Federal Law 83884 subsection C. Your superiors will hear us. Oh, me Jacobs. Careful with that hose.
Meanwhile, at McThargoid's, May is preparing for the lunchtime rush.
Well, we have some new products launching this week. Our new McTrumble Nuggets are selling well, system-wide, but we haven't had a delivery of the new batch yet, so we're stuck selling the old Thargoid Nuggets instead. People are complaining that they don't have the same furry taste as they do at other stations.
Boss, where's the first aid kit? Betty's deep-fried already again.
Our biggest seller is, of course, the Triple McThargoid with our classic Tel Shetty sauce and the Imperial-sized McStiffy shake. You're a slave to the shake at McThargoid's. I love that commercial.
Boss, we really need some help.
Oh no, not again, Betty. How many times do I have to tell you? Hen, it's on at all times. Why are you throwing the burger buns on the ground, Betty? No, it's drop and roll. No, like this. Watch.
Customs officers have a busy job on Barnard Star, checking all incoming and outgoing cargo manifests. Finn Guerin and his assistant Doug Kitout have had a very busy morning with the arrival of the Slough's Satisfaction and the Slough ship protocols.
Yeah, we get a ship from Slough every few days. It's the same procedure. Everything has to be checked for radioactives. Still, it's standard practice that any ship's cargo that glows has to be sent to Slough by the Federation dumpers.
Slough pilots get very narky when you mention dumping in front of them. So we like to keep it polite to their faces and arrange the dumping behind their backs.
It's the hosing down of the docking bay I don't like about these Slough ships. It's a job for station maintenance, but I'd rather avoid putting any maintenance requests through to the station controller, David. He can get a bit violent, so it's safer to do it ourselves.
Ooh-er. That's the last of the radioactives gone. At least it's not one of them there strawberry transports. Everything is always mislabeled. We have no idea what anything is until we open it all. 2,500-ton Clipper was in here last week. Took 5 days to relabel everything. Then there was the problem with the passengers thinking they were on leave. Nightmare, my lover.
David Brubin and his assistant, Michel Boots, are having a discussion about this morning's transport from Slough. David is clearly angered by the authorization given to the Slough's Satisfaction.
You let in a f***ing transport from f***ing Slough? We've just finished climbing up for the last f***ing ship of theirs. I swear I'm going to insert this mug where the chemical hose don't reach. F***ing flight controllers.
Sir, the recording team are here.
Hello. You must be the new broadcast team. Can I get you a cup of tea, coffee, biscuit? Sit down. It's nice to see such friendly people on the station. I was just saying to Michelle here how lovely it is to have a broadcast crew on the station. Now, my job is to make sure everything goes smoothly, and when it doesn't, to deal with it in the appropriate manner. Is that right, Michelle?
Yes, Your Majesty. I mean, sir, yes, that's exactly right. Another mug, Your Royal Highness.
No! Get away that fucking head! Sucker! Swallow! Richard Swallow from Traffic Control!
Richard Sucker to Station Control.
Come in! Ah, Richard, nice to see you. Now, I would like you to explain why we let in a Slough transport today, when I quite clearly said the other week we would relocate them to Tower City.
New regulations came in. You must have seen them. However much we don't want Slough ships to dock, we have to allow
it. Are you telling me how to do my study job? Why, you little shit, come here!
You've been listening to Episode 1 of Dockers, a Onesie Hole production. Written and produced by Grant Walcott and Simon Winard. The part of Richard Swallow was played by Colin Form, with Helen Flossie Lister as May Swallow, Ben Edelweiss as Jack Sofflock, Rory Scarlett as Sean Iswilly, Gwen Beale as Tara Hyman, Robbie Wrongway Lister as Finn Gerin, Ian Phillips as Doug Kittout, Keith Oss Wilkins as David Brubin, and Jack Weaver as Michelle Boots. Part of the narrator was played by me, Ian M. Norman. Dockers was created using assets and imagery from Elite Dangerous with the permission of Frontier Developments PLC for non-commercial purposes. It is not endorsed nor reflects the views or opinions of Frontier Developments, and no employee of Frontier Developments was involved in the making of it. All music used in this episode was royalty-free and licensed for use through pond5.com. Tune in next time for more Dockers.